Namaste, listeners. Come heal yourself. We are back to our Tuesday radio show where we learn how to integrate positivity, healing, love, and joy in our lives and that who we are. We have a very special guest with us today, Vidya Venkatesh, and she is a CAS, PKS. She's a holistic wellness practitioner and lifestyle coach who uses techniques based in Ayurveda, yoga, and pranayama. And she also offers counseling and nutritional guidelines and herbal remedies. And she is a scholar of Advaita Vedanta philosophy and Atma Kriya sound healing. She has been running her Irvine-based private practice, Niroga Ayurveda, since 2009. She is a faculty of California College of Ayurveda and a resident Ayurvedic practitioner at Mother Tree Sanctuary. I am so honored to have her today here. She is an awesome person and have learned so much from her. She's not only practicing in California College of Ayurveda, but also my guru. Welcome, Vidyaji. I'm so honored to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Monica. I am so happy and honored for being in this show. And thank you for doing such a wonderful job of spreading healing through this wonderful radio show. I listened to the past recordings, and I think the whole radio show, the whole theme of this radio show is doing such an amazing job of, you know, spreading the message of healing through different various, you know, paradigm. So it's awesome, and I'm so happy for, you know, being here, and thankful to you for thinking of me.
Thank you so much. I am so grateful, and I know all our friends will learn so much from you. I'm deeply grateful to have you here, and thank you so much for your kind words. Mean a lot and inspire a lot. So, Vidyaji, tell us about yourself. What inspired you to who you are today? Or tell us about your journey.
So probably I'll begin with the Ayurvedic aspect of it, which is the science of life, and which combines, I mean, which also utilizes the other aspect that I am, you know, trained or studying, and a student and a teacher of the Vedanta philosophy, part of the spiritual aspect of the Ayurveda, Ayurvedic science in itself.
Tell us about Ayurveda. What is it?
So Ayurveda is a, I would call it as a science of life and a holistic way of living. Very simple words, it's the way of living at all different levels, at the physiological, at the emotional, and at the spiritual level. So you go at all these three different layers where you're in tune with nature and your own natural constitution. So Ayurveda is where you're able to, if you move beyond the physiological balance, and then where you go, you know, focus the inward. It's, you know, towards, you know, going inside your inward, towards your higher goal in life, which is basically understanding that you are divine in nature, and you find the divinity that's, and the divine oneness amongst all the beings around you. So that is basically a holistic well-being or a way of life. That's what I would say Ayurveda in very simple words. It has many different, I mean, you can have a whole lecture on it, but as that, like the science of life encompassing all these things.
So how did you come to Ayurveda?
That's a very good question, Monica. I, being growing up in India, And Ayurveda had its roots in the southern part of India, Kerala, in the state of Kerala.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, having come from that, close to the, you know, that state, where he went to school in that state and studied and grew up with Ayurveda for himself.
Oh, wow.
Grandfather had, I think, only be, you know, was keeping himself fit and healthy and, you know, looked towards Ayurvedic treatments and Ayurvedic herbal remedies and lifestyle for his balance and well-being. And my dad was exposed to that. And naturally, he brought it all to us. And as I was growing up, I remember like many instances where I really grew up with Ayurveda without thinking the greatness of it because it was available in plenty to me.
Mm.
And we did the natural way of cleansing every month, taking the neem, neem paste mixed with yogurt. And then it cleanses your whole system and having a spoon of castor oil so that the next day, whatever digestive imbalances or whatever you had for that month is all kind of cleansing. So,
you apply this as a wrap?
We take it internally, the neem leaves being made into a paste since it's so bitter. But you mix it with yogurt to coat it. So we were young. All of us were young. And so we used to, it was coated in yogurt. So you would just swallow it.
By
taking a spoon of, castor oil. And that gives like the next day you have like a purge.
Okay.
So what this is in India, of course, there's a lot of in the foods and other things that was like, I'm talking about quite a long time ago, where there can be like, you know, you want to kill the bacteria, you want to kill all those, all those germs. So the neem helped in doing that.
But isn't like neem as such good, I mean, for everyone? Like if people here want to use it or anywhere in the world?
It is not, I wouldn't say that's why I'll come to that part. Everything is good for, you know, everybody, but not all the things are good for everyone.
Everybody.
Saying it's not that. So we come to that part in a little while. I'll tell you about why it's not good. But generally, let me just finish off this, my journey to Ayurveda. And so I did this neem balls followed with castor oil for the cleanse and the purge, which I still do with my patients for a cleanse, and I've experienced it and how, what a good cleanse it does, because castor oil is a natural laxative. It kind of really, the next day you have a purge and you cleanse everything, you know, you get it all out. What people do colon cleanse and other things here, like with the purge and things. I've done it as a youngster and did it as a natural way without being very harsh to my colon. So
that's so awesome. It's like you just knew like this detoxing was such an important part of life.
Yes. And we also did what I talk of now, you know, introduce my students, my patients about the Ayurvedic oil massage. So we used to do this. It is called in Sanskrit, in Ayurvedic terminology, Abhyangam, Abhyanga. So we used to do this on a regular basis because we used to go to school every weekend, have this nice oil massage. And we used to have lovely long hair. When I say we, I was like one of, like I had siblings.
So
all of us used to do this. Our body used to have a natural glow. And growing up in the tropical climate, obviously, we didn't need much of any other lotions, but the oil brought out the toxins again and helped us to have like a beautiful natural shine to the body.
That you still have. You still glow.
Thank you so much. But I remember those were some of the really, the, you know, absolute thing of Ayurvedic regimens that we followed. Along with it, when we were not well, when we used to get the heat rashes during summer, because summers are very harsh. South of India, if you've ever lived.
Yeah.
Pretty strong. We used to get the heat rashes. So when there is hot in the body, we have to do something cooling. So
yeah.
We have to apply fresh sandalwood paste on our body.
Oh, wow.
So it naturally cooled and took care of the heat rashes or any other eczema, any other kind of heating thing that the body brought out on your skin. So that is another remedy that somebody can use on their skin, using fresh sandalwood paste to bring down anything the body is doing, heating, thumbs up on your body as something, you know, on the skin. So,
yeah. And it smells heavenly.
It smells heavenly and it's very, very pure, very sattvic, but you should use the fresh pure one. I remember my dad used to, you know, use the sandalwood stick on a stone
mm-hmm.
and a lot, and we used to do the fresh one. So you don't have any other, what I would say, processing involved,
mm-hmm.
but additive to it. So it's as pure, as organic as it can get.
Yeah. And we will be back to talk about more and what works as we follow a holistic lifestyle after a short break. Please stay tuned.
Your Conscious Lifestyle on Steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No, anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
And we are back. Welcome back, Vidyaji. Welcome back, friends. So, Vidyaji, we were talking about your journey. Hello, Vidyaji. Can you hear me? Sorry, friends, about some technical issues, and we are trying to get back our guests. Thank you for your patience. But let's continue with our discussion. On Ayurveda and holistic lifestyle. Hopefully we'll be able to have Vidyaji join soon. Please stay with us. And looks like we are back. Can you hear us, Vidyaji?
Yes, I'm here, Monica. I'm here.
I'm so sorry about some technical problems that we had, but we are back on air. Welcome back, friends. So we were talking about Vidyaji's journey. So tell us, Vidyaji, what is holistic well-being? What do you mean by that?
Holistic well-being is to maintain balance at, as I said, at all different levels. Basically, it also, it's not just targeting one little thing at a time. It's all the different things of your being.
Mm-hmm.
So the holistic wellness is talking about whatever is happening at your physiology and also whatever is happening at your emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be even spiritual in-depth thing. So it's a combination of everything. And it involves to get this balance where we involve our diet, our lifestyle, mm-hmm. some herbal support, yoga, breathing techniques, color,
mm-hmm.
aromas. So it's holistic in that way that it uses all different modalities, not just having one way street of just using one thing. So it's again a combined effort of all these things to be in that balance at all those levels.
Yeah, because everything is interconnected and our physical and emotional is not disconnected actually. It's very much, it works together.
Correct. Yes. Yes. So if you want to stay, so how do you, to maintain balance, that I'm talking about keeping a balance, you know, at the physiological, physical level and at the emotional, mental, mind and at the spiritual level. How do we, you know, to stay that balance, to get that balance, some of the things that we can do is, you know, when we face these everyday challenges in life, we can do that, start with a healthy diet initially to kind of do keep the balance
mm-hmm.
by means of eating a very healthy diet and maintaining a structural lifestyle with healthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
And where you want to basically balance your elemental energies inside your body, because everything in this world has got energy to it, whether
yes.
it's a small spice that you're using or a drink that you're drinking like tea or coffee or having a vegetable or a fruit,
mm-hmm.
all have a unique energy attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we balance our body energy with that energy of what we are eating, then we are always in balance. When we counter, then is when we face some imbalance. For example, if your body has got a very high body temperature.
Yeah.
And it's tend to run hot. And you have a very fast metabolism. Then you should eat cooling foods such as avocado or coriander. Mm-hmm. And if your body temperature tends to run cold and you have a sluggish, very slow metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Then you should eat warming foods and spices such as ginger and cumin.
So so there is no one formula for everyone. It depends on their constitution?
Yes, it depends on the constitution. Monica, I just have a quick question.
Sure.
Is if someone is listening to this live recording or live, radio show, I just got a feedback that they're not able to hear me. Can they hear right now? Can they hear, or they need to wait for this recording to be done to hear it?
Oh, they're not able to hear now?
Yes.
That's interesting. Because I am connected to the radio station.
And you're able to hear me well, right?
Yes. So,
there was an interim period when we didn't have internet.
Yeah. That but now we are connected.
Yes. Yeah. No problem. Sorry for that.
Oh, no. But, I mean, are listeners able to hear now?
I would know after, because I'm, okay. I think they are able to hear.
Okay. Sorry about that. I guess there was some technical issue and we dropped the call for a few, I think, couple minutes. But I think our listeners should be able to hear now.
Yeah, and your question was whether to your body constitution, correct?
That you yes.
Yes. And a body constitution is that our body is made up of three major elemental energies. They're combined with the five elements as three energy factors that run our basically maintenance and metabolic activity and the post metabolism of eliminating.
Mm-hmm.
So this is managed, and this to be in balance and for this to work at its optimum, we do need to be aware of our body and notice how our metabolism works and how we feel temperature wise. And, so that we can balance it with the opposites. So we can be very aware of it and do that. That's where the diet aspect comes to maintain that healthy balance.
So is there a simple process or simple steps to identify our body types, like in general terms?
When you say simple steps, yes, by means of noticing if you're having, when you eat, what happens after you eat, whether you're having like heaviness or like bloating or, you know, feeling like, you know, gassy. So it's more listening to your body. And then you identify what is going on, whether you have more tendency of air in your body or if you're feeling like, you know, like it's digesting very fast and you're getting hungry very frequently. And you have a lot of fire, digestive fire in your system. And as I said, if you are having like eating and you're taking a long time to digest that meal, then you know that you have a lot of earth and water in your body. So you need to kind of maintain or speed up that process a little bit more. So you can take like a ginger tea after your meal to kind of speed it up. And if you're having too much gas, too much of air in your body, then you need to drink just warm water with some cumin and fennel and to help with that. To pass that air and not to get trapped in it.
That's so great. That's a very good tip. And so, I mean, all it comes to is listening to your own body.
Exactly, Monica. Being aware. So, and if you go to an Ayurvedic practitioner, even if you're not able to follow through all the things they're telling you, but if you understand and be aware of your system, get the awareness and listen to your body, then you're going to be on the path of wellness for sure.
That's a very good advice. And I think it's not at all hard to follow. It's just that we need to just follow our own feelings and own, how our body feels, how our mind feels, how we feel.
Exactly. So you have to be in constant tune or constantly listening. You can go and have like go to a party, but you notice what happens to your body the next day and take those necessary steps to counter that. So Ayurveda, people misinterpret that.
Yes, they do. Yeah. So we'll stay tuned and we will be back after a very short break. Please stay with us.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello.
And we are back. Welcome back, Vidyaji.
Monica.
So we were talking about being aware of our bodies and just listening to it. But, you know, there are times in life when we are going through so much and it's really hard, even though at that time we need to be at peace or healthy, but it's so hard to stay healthy, happy, and fulfilled during those trials and tribulations of life. How do we do that?
By having a very positive outlook and having great faith. You just need to take everything in stride and trust that everything happens for a good reason, even though you may not immediately notice anything that is of benefit to you. You can maintain your emotional balance by not getting overly excited or upset when things don't go or do or don't go as you had expected. Everything, you need to view it with a positive intention.
But how to get to that state? Because once you spiral down into that negativity, you know, you need that pull. I know it's like, you know, it just happens sometimes. How do you pull yourself up?
Okay. You can do that, of course, as I said, by means of having faith. And the faith can be like two different aspects. You can have faith as a prayer, as looking for some, you know, the truth about shoving you on the, you know, on yourself to get over this. Or you can have something called the affirmation, where it's positive reinforced statements that you can tell yourself as to how you can, you know, win over or pull yourself up. So this is, these are statements that you use that comes from your own heart. When it comes from your inner being, it's always very effective, Monica, because you can reiterate it and reinforce it. And what these statements do is they secrete, scientifically, they've noticed that they secrete the neurotransmitters, serotonin and melatonin from your brain. These are neurotransmitters that actually create calm, happy, relaxed feeling in, within your body. They also send signals to your cells to create healthy feeling, these happier, relaxed kind of cells in your body within yourself. So what these affirmations does is that it inadvertently creates that in your mind, that your state of mind is in a balanced, pretty balanced, or in a calmer, peaceful, happier state than what it was. If it's in a turmoil and agitation.
Yeah.
These positive statements called affirmations, they really help you with that.
So it's like, even if you are not feeling positive, you can just, you know, turn around your situation by thinking of the results you want and framing those positive statements around it and repeatedly affirming that, and eventually it becomes your very nature or the reality.
Yes. And yeah, like for example, there are like, you know, two types of affirmations I can say. So consider the following statements like, oh, what a beautiful morning. Or, you know, there's always traffic jam in the morning. We talk about it, we say that. So there are also, these are natural statements that brings out our true feelings as we go through life, correct?
Right.
These are one type of affirmations. Now consider the following, these statements like, I'm healthy and strong. I'm at peace. I'm energetic. I'm pain-free. And I'm losing weight without any effort. So these are also statements of intent. You want this to manifest. You want this to happen. And these are the statements. Through these statements, we express our desire as to how we want our life to be. So these are also affirmations.
Right.
Now, the affirmations that I'm talking about is the second set of statements that I mentioned. These are the second type of affirmations that spell our desired future. Statements that can change our life for better. The wonderful thing about these affirmations is that the more we use them, as you were mentioning, it really starts to manifest. It really starts to, we start to resemble that. Life starts to resemble that. If I want to be pain-free, and I'm saying I'm pain-free, just become that. Because I'm believing in it, and I am making my body listen to it, and I'm telling my mind to listen to it. So naturally, my body starts to be that. It's like, you know, the principle behind these affirmation is like drops of water falling on a rock. Imagine the drops, a few drops will not make any difference to the rock. But if the drops fall continuously, then over a period of time, the rock will be worn out and, the, you know, the water can go through it, or it becomes smooth and passes and the rock gets worn out. So that's what all these affirmations do. So they bring so much positivity within you to face any challenges that you're able to deal with it in a very, what I would say, not the way that normally, you know, we react. We do not react much. We are able to handle it.
Yeah, so it again comes to the same principle that You know, thought is an energy, and everything happening in and around us is a result of the thoughts we have or the energy we give out.
Definitely, because these thoughts or these kind of statements help with the production of healthier and energized cells in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Because by means of these affirmations, we send powerful positive thoughts to our conscious and subconscious minds.
Mm-hmm.
And to the cells in our body as chemical, electrical, and magnetic waves. You see, that's what these affirmations do.
Mm-hmm.
And through a simple free will and choice, we learn how to deploy our own thoughts to break through limitations, transform bad habits, turn failure into success, mm-hmm. and activate our healing powers.
Wow.
So these thoughts have, you know, work in ourselves and transforms disease into health.
Hmm.
And it can help cultivate spiritual qualities and definitely stimulate the healing power within ourselves. So basically, these affirmations tap this healer within our body. Every one of us have got a healer. We do not know that we have a healer within ourselves.
Yeah.
So affirmations help to tap that self-healing quality or the healer within us. So we are able to increase the healing power within us and we are healing ourselves.
That's so beautiful. It's like for us, it's like we are always looking for some outside source to rely on, but everything is within us and we definitely can turn around our life. It's all within us. The healing power is within us. That faith, that positivity is all we need.
Yes. And in a prayer, it's almost like a prayer, the affirmations, except that you do not look up to a higher source
mm-hmm.
for things to happen, for things to change. You do not wait.
Yes.
In the affirmations, you're kind of making it happen with your own power, with your own... You know, will. You are making your mind to listen to you rather than listening to your mind and acting according to your mind. You know, so normally we listen to our mind and we go through the trials and tribulations in our life.
Right.
So we react. Yeah. But in this case, we actually put our mind under our control, which is what we need when we do meditation. So affirmations can be a step
mm-hmm.
to go through meditation. You know, a step to go where you are going to lessen the thoughts and gain control over your mind. So affirmations is a basic step that anybody and everybody can do without finding a space to sit down. They can do it while they're driving. They can do it while they are taking a shower and they can shout it out. They can change the tones, modulate their voice. The most important thing in affirmation is that they say it from their heart. They believe in it. Then it really becomes a reality.
It's like a mantra, your personal mantra.
Exactly. And for which a mantra is sometimes difficult words maybe. And people may have to remember if you're not very familiar with the language.
Yeah.
But this is a statement that each individual comes up with, you know, by themselves. And it doesn't have to be any lengthy, like an essay. It just has to be like few words.
Simple.
It can be a very simple word, a very simple intent that they want to work on.
Yes.
Or want it to become a reality. Like I want to be, if I don't want to be angry, if I want to be always happy and at peace, I just have to say that I am happy and peaceful.
Right.
And one more important thing, Monica, is that you do not use, when you're coming up with these statements, any negative word in that statement or any futuristic things in the statement like,
mm-hmm.
I am not angry and will be happy. So I used a not and I used a will, which means I'm using a negative
mm-hmm.
Statement and I'm using a future tense.
Yes. Like someday it will happen. It's not my reality right now, but
yeah,
someday it will happen.
I should not use it like that. I should actually use it as though it is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a positive thing. I am happy. I am, instead of saying, I am peaceful. You know, I'm always calm. Instead mm-hmm. of saying, I'm not angry. I'm calm.
Yes. Exactly. No, this is so beautiful. And we will continue our discussion on maintaining a positive state of mind and being connected spiritually after a short break. So please stay with us and we'll come back to our show.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
And we are back. So Vidyaji, can you tell us affirmations is definitely a very, very effective way
yes.
of staying connected
Hello.
With us, going through life's ups and downs, but
Hello.
Believing in it, believing in ourselves, is definitely a very, very effective way. But what else we can do to experience that we are spirit, not just a body? And seems like we are again having some technical difficulties. And I really apologize for the connection issues that we are experiencing today. Can you hear me, Vidyaji?
Yes, I'm here, Monica. I can okay. hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are back and we were talking about how to stay connected spiritually in a positive state of mind. Affirmations is definitely one way. But how to experience that vast spirit that we have and that we are.
How to experience that vast spirit that we are.
And not just that limited mind and body.
By means of opening your heart to, you know, focusing on your heart whenever you meditate, opening your heart chakra, opening your heart and receiving the love and expanding that love to all around you so you can connect it with a oneness, with feeling that divinity around you, the divine nature of everything and every being around you. So I would recommend like focusing on your heart chakra, and the thought of love when you meditate. By means of, you can use mantras, you can use, you know, imagine, visualize the heart as a pink flower and opening up and spreading its love and the blossom of the pink lotus, you know, opening and spreading that oneness and the love. That is, we can connect, we can be connected to everything around us through that.
I can almost feel that lotus opening within the heart and spreading that light, that pink light and love.
Yes.
And it's a very simple process. It's nothing complicated.
Not at all. It's a very, very simple process that you can do.
Any simple mantras that, you know, we can practice in our day-to-day life?
You can just do the basic OM that people can have without any, you know, any difficulty. You can also do another mantra called Soham, which means I am that. So to connect with your inner being, as you breathe in, you can say So. And as you breathe out, you can say Hum. It's a very simple mantra that when you're doing just breathing, when you're observing your breathing or focusing on your breathing to get to that calm state, you can just take 3 deep breaths. So even when you're doing those breathing, observing your breathing, nothing complicated. All you have to do is just remember So as you breathe in and Hum as you breathe out.
Can we do it together for a few breaths?
Sure, we can do that. We can do it. So if the listeners are ready and you're ready, so I would say close your eyes and... Normally, this is done in a very silent way, but I'm going to voice it out and guide everybody. As you breathe in, you would be saying it as So Hum. So
powerful mantra, I am that.
Yes, and one more mantra that you can add, Monica, is to just channelize for the heart, which is Yum. So when you are doing again, you're observing your breath or sitting down in meditation.
Yeah.
You know, what you need to do is, as I told you, focus on the heart, the pink lotus. So breathe in and breathe out, Yum. So this will be this way, like as you breathe in, you silently breathe in. And as you breathe out, you will coordinate the mantra Yum with your exhalation. You would say,
very beautiful. I can almost feel that calming, soothing energy in my heart.
So this is one way you can connect your deeper inner spiritual being by means of saying the so hum, which is you are that supreme truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can connect to your heart, which is to open up with the beings around you. So you can do it first within yourself and to the and spread that love to the all the other people and the beings around you by means of focusing on the heart, by means of saying yum. Mm. So these are the two mantras that I would say people can use it. They are not very complicated. They are very simple mantras.
All right.
And you don't need a great knowledge of Sanskrit to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple, just a little bit more than just Om.
Mm-hmm.
So people can use this soham breathing or meditation connected with your breath and just do yam for your heart.
That's beautiful. And I think it's like most of the self-created complications in life are based on relationships.
Yes.
So when we open our heart, and when we love ourselves and emit and radiate that love around, everyone is affected. And I think this is a great way of bringing happiness and peace within us and in our environment.
Of course. And I would say one quote from my guru or where I study my Vedanta philosophy is, do your best and leave the rest. So you open your heart and spread the love. And do not wait for expectations of turning someone to give you back something. But then if you do that, what happens is it's just like the rock thing that I explained to you. Like, keep repeating, send your love waves to the people around you in, you know, when you have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The rock, just like how the rock becomes softens and gives way. So will also, it'll happen in your relationship. You just send out what you need to do and then leave the rest.
I think that's a sure, short way of staying happy. Do your part and just leave the rest.
Yes, yes. And this is a very powerful statement by Swami Chinmayananda that I think it's a great takeaway by people to say that, you know, it's also the basis of Karma Yoga, where you do it and do not, you know, worry about the results at all. You just do your duty. You just send your part. You open your heart. Then automatically people will send their love to you. So I believe in it, and it has worked in my life. And it has worked in, you know, with relationships that I've had. Having my mother-in-law live with me for 17 long years, it has worked. Having a great, you know, wonderful time with, you know, following this motto.
Wow. That's
so it works. It really works.
Yeah. I have to let my audience know that Vidyaji is a great counselor, great healer, and an Ayurvedic practitioner. And I would highly encourage you all to experience her love and healing. You should visit nirogaayurveda.com, and you can book sessions with her, you can contact her, and she has so much knowledge and experience, and we will definitely request her to come back on our show so we can learn more from her knowledge. But we are so grateful, so very grateful. Hope you enjoyed the show, Vidyaji, and all our friends. And I wish you all a blessed life. Namaste and thank you.
I love being here. Thank you, Monica, for the opportunity again.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.